This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey is doing a great job. By the way, Corey is down in New Orleans at Brian London's great show down there. If you happen to be attending the show, please walk over to our booth and say hello to Corey. He very definitely is an interesting guy to talk to. You know, another interesting man to talk to is my friend Chris Temple, who's with me right now. Chris and I are going to chat a little bit about the elections coming up this coming Tuesday. Chris, what I find to be very interesting right now is how this thing is getting totally turned around, specifically with the situation, that tragedy that occurred, that occurred at the synagogue. I'm not sure how anybody can blame Donald Trump for that. And that is a huge, huge sticking point right now in the upcoming election. Almost as big a sticking point as the next thing we're going to talk about, which is the immigration issue. Give me your comments, if you would, about the tying Trump to the, you know, to being at fault in the synagogue tragedy.
Well, first of all, I don't see that as having traction too terribly long. Probably by election day, I would say the overwhelming majority of people who vote aren't even going to be thinking about that. And that doesn't minimize the lives that were taken by someone who should be executed summarily for that. That's a different story. But, you know, the immigration thing, yes, is going to resonate with a lot of people that go to vote. And I think that the Democrat Party has again miscalculated and is risking snatching defeat from the jaws of what usually is a victory for the first midterm election for the party that does not control the White House, because they once again are giving a lot of Republicans who might have stayed home, centrists who are getting pushed off the fence toward the Republican Party and others, they're giving a lot of people a reason to turn out and vote for their local Senate and House Republican candidates, and really, in a way, vicariously for Trump, who might not have done so otherwise. And it's not just on immigration, it's the Kavanaugh fiasco. It's bread and butter issues and law and order issues where the Democrat Party has rendered itself as the extreme party. So the math may end up working against them when it probably should work for them. So I think immigration is an issue that is going to decisively favor Republican candidates.
Well, I hope it does, because as I mentioned in an editorial that I did a couple of days ago, got some interesting response on that, by the way, but in the editorial I mentioned that we don't appear to be a nation of laws. We would not appear to be a nation of laws if the progressives had their way. I mean, it's really great to feel sorry for the poor children, and it's really great to feel sorry for some of the derelict parents, et cetera, who seem to be marching up from Central America. But I got to tell you, Chris, what kind of values do the folks who are involved in this caravan, what kind of values is that going to leave the kids when they know they can do whatever they want with no repercussions, even if the action is clearly illegal? I think the progressives are doing that particular society a lot of harm.
And again, you and I have talked about this before. I would not say progressives as much as I would say the Democrat Party establishment number one and the media / Hollywood establishment number two. A lot of true progressives realize that a lot of what is being done in their name and by the Democrat Party is beyond even their liking. I don't think there's any of them that want to actually have a mob rule type revolution, whereas the Democrat Party does seem to want to go in that direction. So that's how I distinguish between those terms. I don't think you can paint everybody with the same brush.
Well, maybe you can't, but I can. I have a real, real problem with progressives personally, because I think they are the bane of our country, and I think if they have their way, a lot of negative things are going to happen to our country, and I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that.
Well, let me push back just in one more way. I'm in the process of reading a book that's entitled The Brothers. It's about John Foster Dulles and Allen Dulles.
Right.
They were as far away from progressives as you can imagine. And they, in the post-war era, started the process of the U.S. doing a lot of harm in the world. They didn't do it with progressive ideology. They did it with oftentimes irrational and a communist idea and more empire-building, pro-rah-rah America type of ideals. They caused assassinations. They caused government overthrows. They were not progressives.
Well, I appreciate your point. I understand that. I hope you can slog through that book, by the way. We tried to get through it in our book club, and it was written so dryly we were unable to do it. Having said that, I didn't know much about John Foster Dulles and his brother back in the day, and I didn't because I was very, very separated from political issues, quite opposed to where I am right now. Chris, let me ask you this. We've got about 4 minutes left here, and the question I have for you right now is, how do you think Tuesday is going to turn out, just your opinion, in terms of are the Democrats going to gain a larger portion of the House and the Senate, or do you think the Republicans will?
Well, first of all, the Senate was never really in play for them. Nobody ever suggested it was. The math is overwhelmingly in the Republicans' favor. And even if the Democrats do win the House, the Republicans are probably going to pick up at least a couple or three seats, maybe four or five in the Senate.
Yeah.
So you're at the worst case scenario should be the Republicans increase their hold on the Senate, the Democrats eke out a small win in the House. But again, the odds at the end of the summer, according to one of the services that I look at, was a 1 in 6 chance for the Republicans to hang on to the House. Now it's more like a 35 or 40% chance. It's still somewhat against the Republicans because out of 23 seats the Democrats need to flip, it seems guaranteed they already have 15, but they may fall short. So we'll see what happens between now and Election Day. Again, a lot of it's going to be based on voter turnout. The Democrats are getting everybody out there again, like they tried to do in 2016, who, you know, if you don't get out and vote, your friend who unfortunately got herself pregnant is going to be killed by a coat hanger and all of that kind of nonsense that you always hear. But, you know, there's a chance. And if that happens, Al, you will see that will be one of a few potential catalysts coming that will cause a massive year-end rally for stocks if the Republicans get the Senate and the House both. It won't last forever, and it's one that especially if you had a rally to the old highs or maybe a bit above the old highs, you'd want to be fading it when we got, you know, when it ran out of gas. Yeah. But you have to acknowledge that that's a very possible thing coming up.
You know, the one comment I would have to make is I think that if you give the Republicans any credit for clear thinking, for lack of better terms, I think they understand how much good Donald Trump is doing for our country. He's got a very abrasive personality. As my friend Chris Temple has said numerous times, the man's not housebroken. But the fact of the matter is more positive things have happened in the United States since Donald Trump took office than negative things have. You want to close on that? Give me your opinion.
Yeah, and again, I've said that. I've said, like Paul Craig Roberts, who was in the Reagan administration, I'm a scorekeeper. There's some things that Trump says and does that make me cringe that I don't like, and at the same time, there are things that he says and does that I think are great. And one of the things, you know, getting back to those bread and butter issues, Al, that the Democrat Party and Robert Reich, and I circulated this to my audience recently, right after the election, he wrote an op-ed piece, and he said the Democrat Party is totally abdicated when it comes to being a party of the middle class. It was a Democrat Party, even with Clinton as president, and to a lesser extent with Obama, when Obama was trying to sell the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it was congressional Democrats that were standing up for the American worker, the American farmer, saying this trade landscape is unfair, it benefits big money, it benefits big corporations. Now you got a guy in there for the first time in years trying to do something about it, and they want to fight him. And it's going to cost them.
No, I find it to be really interesting. Chris, got to run, got to take a commercial break. Thanks very much for sticking around, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. We're going to continue our discussion of the last segment with Lowell Ponte. Lowell is the co-author of a book which you can get free of charge. He co-authored Money, Morality, and the Machine with Craig Smith. I have ordered my copy. Having said that, We've got an election, obviously, coming up very quickly after the weekend lull. And the two things right now which I find to be absolutely amazing are, number one, Donald Trump is being blamed for the tragedy that occurred at the synagogue. What is the correlation between Donald Trump and the idiot who opened fire on all those Jewish people at the synagogue?
Well, the idiot who fired at the synagogue, whose name was what, Robert Bowers,
right,
was a rabid anti-Semite,
right,
a fanatic. But right, he therefore was also anti-Trump. I mean, before they could be erased, the web pages he had put up on the internet were looked at by various people and copied. And what those web pages reveal is that he despised Trump because Trump, of course, has a daughter who's Jewish, has a son-in-law who's Jewish, is considered the greatest friend Israel ever had in the White House, is the man who, in a pro-Israeli move, moved the embassy of the United States from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I mean, he is considered an exemplar. He is called by many the first Jewish president of the United States.
Yeah.
And under that, it's interesting that they attack Trump. I mean, this is just a variant of left-wingers attacking the victim, as they do all the time. The other thing, of course, is much of this attack, the most virulent parts of it, are coming from a group called Bend the Arc. What Bend the Arc means to those who are students of this is it is an ultra, ultra, ultra left-wing Jewish organization. I mean, it's one of these Jewish organizations that prefers Palestine and believes Israel should be destroyed. That's how Jewish they are. They are saying, therefore, Trump is an evildoer and not Jewish. And by the way, the rabbi who initially from that synagogue stood up for Trump said he received literally thousands of emails and calls threatening him for daring to say any such thing in the face of this organization. By the way, it's almost extraneous, but let's see if you can guess who created the funding that made this organization Bend the Arc in 2015.
Let me guess.
No, it was not George Soros. It was George Soros' son.
Uh-huh.
Who is at least as left-wing as his father.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of politics being thrown at Donald Trump. The other thing, of course, as I pointed out in a column recent days at WorldNet Daily, or WND.com, I did a piece called The Antidote for October Surprises. One of the highest art forms in American politics is the October Surprise. And that is finding something, anything you can use in the last few days of a campaign to smear an opponent. The art form of it is you hit them with something so crazed and so bizarre and so negative and so filled with hate, and yet you give them no time to answer it. You give them no time to show that it's a falsehood or being done by left-wingers or what have you. And therefore, it's sometimes throwing that mud at them will stick. Now, Trump has been subject to that on the synagogue. He's been subject to this crazy pseudo-Republican named Cesar Sayoc, who supposedly sent bombs or bomb-like devices that couldn't have exploded to a dozen or more Democrats and prominent leftists, including George Soros, interestingly.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is blamed for that, although this is a guy who was a Chippendale striptease dancer, a former member of the leftist-center Green Party. He is about as far from a Republican in his nature and temperament as you can imagine. Oh, but there is one piece of footage, a video of him holding signs at an anti-Trump rally, or pardon me, at a pro-Trump rally. And where did those occur? Oh, they occurred in the new film out by Michael Moore, the ultra-left-wing neo-Marxist filmmaker. In other words, this guy is so Republican, we're told, that he was captured out of all the potential pro-Trump Republicans by Michael Moore, who documented him in a very strange, pre-all-this-happening way. In other words, the whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Of course
I mean, it smells for all the world like a put-up, the same way that attacking Trump over this anti-Semitic issue is a setup. Of course, the third great setup undergoing right now, they have launched now a third caravan to attack the U.S. border just about on Election Day, preferably a few days in advance. The first one will make it because it's getting bus help from Mexico, from one of the Mexican states. So they will be there. And, of course, they will either succeed in storming the border, in which case the argument will be Trump is ineffectual and incompetent, or they will try to storm the border and be stopped, in which case, God forbid, we know they have already prepared the ground for one or two women and two babies to be killed or severely injured. As this happened, it won't be done by Americans. It will be done by people either pretending to be right-wingers or by leftists themselves acting as agents provocateurs. But they're going to create an incident that we will be able to call Trump inhumane and vile and anti-decent and everything else bad you can think of in the few days before the election. And we can predict this all absolutely in advance because we know how the left operates. This is what they'll do.
You know, I got to tell you, Lowell, I agree 100%. I am incredibly, incredibly disappointed with the Democratic Party. I have to tell you, I have had a lot of respect for many Democrats in the past. I had a lot of respect for John F. Kennedy, and the list kind of goes on. Believe it or not, even
the pro-American political party. It used to be the party of Thomas Jefferson.
But
now it is an explicitly anti-American globalist political party that wants the American nation to be obliterated.
I agree.
In fact, they have their slogan, anti-Trump, at these gatherings. They chant, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. They want our borders erased, and they want the U.S. thereby destroyed.
I got to tell you, Lowell, that I just find that to be absolutely amazing. I have gotten to the point, my man, where I don't even call them Democrats anymore. I call them progressives in a rather derogatory manner. It's amazing to me what they are trying to do to this country. You know, I mentioned to you that I had surgery here, and I have been basically convalescing for the past 4 weeks. The day I got home from my surgery was the day that I saw your favorite politician, Dianne Feinstein, attempt to totally make Judge Kavanaugh look like an idiot. And I have to tell you, in my opinion, the only one who looked like an idiot was...
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Lowell Ponte is a pretty interesting guy. And some of the things also that Chris Temple had to say in the first segment regarding the upcoming election are pretty interesting. I have a gentleman on the line right now who is going to become a regular on our show. Let me tell you why. His name is Brad Howard. Brad Howard lives in Bellingham, Washington. He's one of those people like Big Al who says, you know, I'm tired of just bitching. I'm tired of talking to people who are just complaining. What I want to do is I really want to make a difference. This was coming from, up until the election in 2016, a lifelong Democrat. Let me tell you how Brad, Mr. Howard, is making a difference here in Bellingham. Number one, he volunteers with Bellingham Police Department through an organization called Bellingham Neighbors Together. He and a few of his colleagues will go out on a daily basis and just kind of nose around and see if anything bad is going on. And let me tell you, one of the things that's been going on in Bellingham has an incredible illegal narcotic problem. I have heard that not only from Brad Howard, but I've also heard it from our sheriff, who goes to the same church that I do, Dave Elfo. Tell us a little bit first, if you wouldn't mind, Brad, and then I want to ask you your opinion about the upcoming election. What's going on in terms of narcotics in Bellingham, and what are you doing to try and help your fellow man?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and before I delve into that, just let me say I'm just speaking personally, and I'm not representing Bellingham Neighbors Together or the police department or any other organization.
I understand.
That's just something I participate in, so I just want to make that clear. I did not notice. I started with Bellingham Neighbors Together about 4 months ago, maybe five, and before then, I mean, you knew around the periphery that there was, you know, heroin issues, but you didn't see it really. And then I got involved, and you would not believe the magnitude of the heroin problem that we have in this little town. You hear about the opioid crisis nationally. Well, guess what? It's here. We, for example, at one park in town. We first went up there about 2 months ago and found 25 needles right around a playground area. And there were people who had set up a temporary camp, and they were shooting up drugs. And we decided we would do our best to take that back. So we talked to the sergeant in charge of our program, and he talked to his counterpart at the Parks Department, and they did some improvements up there. And then they talked to the Park Support Department volunteers, and they went out and cleaned up the park. And so what happened between the two groups of volunteers is they cleaned it up, and we go up there whenever we go out. That's our first destination, to just kind of look around and be a presence. And if something is out of line, we'll call it in. And if there's litter there, we'll pick it up. And I'm really pleased to say that in that short period of time, it's gone from being people shooting up and dealing heroin, frankly, in the park, to a place where parents are able to take their young children and enjoy the park as it was intended to be enjoyed. You hear about the opioid crisis hitting individual people through addiction, and that's certainly the case. But you look at the kids who live in that neighborhood, they're victims too, because they can't play on their own playground. And their parents won't let them up there because of needles and dealing. So I'm really pleased to see that we've enabled the park to be put back to its intended use. And, you know, we're going to have to keep at it. There's no end to it. It's like a fire. You know, the fire department puts it out. You don't disband the fire department. You just get ready for the next one. So,
boy, isn't that the truth. Let me ask you one question that I'm curious about. Now, you guys, along with your colleagues in Bellingham, Neighbors Together, you don't really take any action, I wouldn't think. My guess is common sense probably tells me that you guys phone everything in and make sure that the gendarmes get there. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's not only common sense, it's policy. We are not to be in any kind of confrontation at all. We are simply extra eyes and ears and cameras.
Okay.
So,
I want to see some of you folks taking the same action that I'm trying to take and that Brad Howard is trying to take. Come on, Irish Tony, get in line. You can be first. Having said that, let's talk a little bit, you know, coming from a lifelong Democrat who now, I know you were very, very avidly pro-Trump. You did some, as I recall, you did some PR work for the campaign. We got an election coming up on Tuesday, and the two big problems right now, which we discussed in a couple prior segments, are, number one, the caravan, and number two, the fact the synagogue insanity that happened. Now people are trying to blame that on Trump. It's just happening just prior to the election. Who do you like and why, and what do you think about the caravan and the slaughter at the synagogue?
Well, let me take those in reverse order, if I could. The slaughter at the synagogue, to try to say that that has anything to do with the president or his supporters is simply absurd. The president's son-in-law is Jewish. His daughter is converted to Judaism. Under rabbinical law, all of his grandchildren are Jews. And he is probably one of the best friends of Israel that has ever existed. Before he was president, he won numerous awards from a bunch of Jewish groups in New York. And after he became president, he did exactly as he said and moved the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I can't imagine how anyone could have condemned what happened there in more forceful terms than President Trump did. That's got nothing to do with him. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with the campaign. It's got nothing to do with any Republicans. It just shows you how desperate the other side is. To the other part of your question, the caravan, that's real. Now, I don't think it's organic. Last week, I believe it was at the White House, Vice President Pence said that it was being funded by Venezuela. Now, that's probably true. What that means in reality, though, because Venezuela is broke and is basically living off of IOUs by China, which incidentally owns 49% of the state-owned oil company, is that that funding is coming from China. And I think that's an asymmetrical attack on us in retaliation for some of our trade policies. And, you know, that confrontation is going to happen. I'm sure that the president is working behind the scenes, being as he is a finance person, graduated from Wharton School of Finance.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at where money's coming from. But in terms of sending the military to the border, if we don't, as I said during the campaign, if we don't have a border, we don't have a country. And if we don't use our military to defend the integrity of our country's borders, what do we have a military for? So this is going to, he's not going to let them in. And interestingly enough, in the past 48 hours, Mexico offered asylum to all these caravan people coming through Mexico, and most of them turned down that offer. What that means is that everyone who turned down that offer can no longer claim under international law to be a refugee. They're not. They're simply moving. And they're being trucked up here and moved in other ways. And someone's feeding them, and someone's giving them clothing and medical care and, you know, access to the bathroom. You know, this is not spontaneous. It is highly organized. And we'll see what happens.
You know, I have to agree 100%. And I got to tell you, Brad, my opinion about this coming Tuesday is I think, and I said this in a prior segment, I think that the odds are against, in spite of the fact, I guess I should say, that the odds are against the Republicans taking over control of the House. Mark my words, next Tuesday. And we're down.
Well, to, yeah.
I think they will. I think they could take over the House.
I think you're absolutely right. And you know, the numbers that we look at are not poll numbers. Let's look at the real numbers of people who are attending these rallies. The president is getting ready to go on. This last week is going to be, he's going to out-campaign everybody. He's doing something like 11 rallies in less than a week. But you look at the numbers of people who attend these things. He's going to bat for individual races for the House of Representatives, not just senators. He's out there in the weeds. And if you look at the thousands...
We've got to take a real quick break here, and I'm sorry, Mr. Harris, I'm going to let our stations air their wares. Thank you so much. We're going to get you back in the near future.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. KER Politics continues sloshing on. I have to say this, I think that this is one of the more interesting weeks, not the most interesting week, but one of the most interesting weeks that we've had in the political spectrum here in the United States. 50% of the country hates the other 50% of the country, and no one cares about real issues. Boy, that sure is the way that I see it. I've got Jeff Ferry on the line with me right now. Jeff is a director of research for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. The one thing I can say about these guys is without a doubt they are dealing with real issues, issues that are substantial. And that's one of the reasons that I joined the CPA. I'm going to address some comments here. I put up a missive last Monday written by Michael Stumo, the Chief Executive Officer of Coalition for a Prosperous America. It had to do with his feelings very strongly that the U.S. dollar is overvalued tremendously. Got some interesting comments that I want to bring up because they are very pertinent to this issue. First of all, Irish Tony over in England, of all things, says, in my opinion, the dollar is overinflated by about 30% because it is the world's reserve currency. It's been kept inflated by the FX trading desks at the Fed and its member central banks, plus the PPT. Tony, I'm not sure what the plush protection team has to do with this. And he goes on to say, if they were to allow the dollar to float at its true value, it would drop, and countries around the world would sell it. After all, who wants to hold a hot potato? Jeff, what do you think about this comment?
I think he's onto something there. I think he's right that the dollar is something like 30% overvalued. And this year alone, it's risen by between 6 and 10%, depending on what currencies you measure it against. And so the dollar does need to come down. And I think that we need to see the U.S. government taking action to do that. I don't think it, you know, I think he's talking a little bit like a financial speculator. Anything could happen. Speaking as an economist, I think that the demand for dollars from international markets and financial investors and central banks to use it as a reserve currency is so strong that it's going to stay high, and I'd like to see the U.S. Treasury and the Trump administration do something about it.
I think a lot of us would. I'm certainly in that camp. Got another listener, Nigel, I believe from over in the UK, says, if the Coalition for a Prosperous America's plan is taken up, would that mean that the U.S. Treasury will name the United States as a currency manipulator and take out sanctions on itself? Nigel, that's priceless, man.
So that's a guy with a sense of humor. They have a lot
that's
of humor.
That's a guy with a sense of humor.
Brits over there. They either watch Monty Python or Benny Hill. We don't know which camp he's in. But I'll tell you this. Currency manipulation under U.S. law applies to other countries. It doesn't apply to the U.S. But the important point is currency manipulation as a concept is the idea of manipulating your currency to increase world imbalances. And when China manipulated its currency for most of the last 20 years, it's believed to have stopped around 2014-15 and has let the yuan drift up a little bit until this year. And it may be manipulating right now where the yuan is falling back down to get very close to 7 to the dollar. But the point is that kind of manipulation where you're increasing a country's persistent trade surplus and forcing other countries like the U.S. to run a persistent deficit, that increases imbalances, and that's manipulation. The purpose of our policy, our proposal, to use a market access charge to moderate the capital inflows of foreign money into America, that would be to increase, to move towards balance. In other words, to reduce our trade deficit and reduce other country surpluses. So that would be a good thing. So I would not call that currency manipulation. I would call that currency management to achieve a better economic solution for the U.S. and the world.
There you go, Nigel. I thought that was a great answer for that question. Then we have CFS, the professor from Purdue University. He writes, there are many factors that determine the value or purchasing power of a currency. If it were true that the U.S. dollar were extremely overvalued, one would expect it to have excessive purchasing power. In other words, an item purchased in the U.S. would be much cheaper than in other countries. Well, that's true. Pardon me, but the fact of the matter is it's not true. In fact, data would seem to indicate that the U.S. dollar is more than 30% overvalued, which you mentioned earlier, Jeff. If one wants to develop a trade balance, the problem is not, again, pardon me, primarily one of currency adjustment, in my opinion, but one of trade negotiations. Elimination of embargoes, tariffs, and subsidies used by other countries to extract wealth. What do you think, Jeffrey?
I think it's interesting. He's obviously got some economic knowledge, but you don't use purchasing power parity comparisons to determine the right value of a currency because countries have different purchasing power and different products sell for different prices in different countries. I mean, I'll give you an example. When I lived in Britain, he's right that Big Macs were cheaper in this country. So if you wanted to eat a lot of McDonald's, you're better off in the United States than the United Kingdom. But there were other products, I can think of brands of clothing, that were cheaper in the United Kingdom than in the United States. And actually, a pint of beer is pretty cheap over there, although they just raised the price yesterday. But you know, all these different products have different pricing, so it's not a good way to do it. The right way to compare, to determine the right currency value is to say we need currencies that bring all countries into tending towards trade balance. Now, of course, you don't get trade balance every single year, but you need to tend towards trade balance because if you're running a surplus or a deficit, it means you're out of balance. A surplus means you're selling too much to the world and your prices are too low. A deficit means you're buying too much from the world and your prices are too high and you can't sell enough exports. So it's a little complicated, but the bottom line is you don't get a balanced international economy unless you allow currencies to balance trade flows, capital flows, the rush of capital into the United States, and we've seen a lot of that this year because of the international panics we're seeing in places like Turkey and Argentina. That throws the dollar out of balance, out of whack. It raises the dollar's value too high, and it makes it really hard for our farmers and our manufacturers to export or to compete with competition from foreign competition inside this country. So it puts us in imbalance, and it hurts farmers, and it hurts jobs. So we need to get the dollar down to balance this economy and bring back economic growth. And our preferred way to do that is a system called the market access charge.
Agree 100%. Real quick, because we're down here to about 2 minutes, although we could go a little bit longer if we have to. In his missive, Michael said the following, quote, "Dear Al, CPA just released this important infographic showing why the trade deficit is widening despite the imposition of tariffs, which we support. It also shows why America needs to fix dollar overvaluation as part of a full suite of trade intervention tools to achieve full and high-quality employment growth and broadly shared prosperity. Please study it and then circulate it. Please also sign the petition to support the Competitive Dollar for Jobs and Prosperity Act." Already did that. Anyway, having said that, if you could elaborate, Jeff, just a little bit for that on that one for us.
Yes, absolutely. The Competitive Dollar for Jobs and Prosperity Act would set up a market access charge, which would put a small tax on foreign individuals trying to purchase U.S. assets, stocks, bonds, dollars, bank accounts, and so forth. And that would reduce the value of the dollar, which would make our manufactured goods more competitive, our farm goods more competitive, and would stimulate prosperity and help us get towards balanced trade. So I think it is the right thing to do, and I think we're hoping that we can get a majority in Congress to support this legislation.
Well, I think anybody who listens to what you just had to say, Jeff, would have to very obviously agree with that. You guys are doing a great job, I want to say, by the way. And that's one of the reasons I joined CPA here about 2 months ago. You got a group of people, lay people, and by lay people, I mean a lot of people out in our economy who support you 1,000%. I've attended one meeting with some of these guys, and I got to tell you, very intelligent and very well thought out group of Americans who care about our country. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed KER Politics.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.